last time we discussed the din of kriyas hamita for novel and the requirement of yeshiva gabei karka. Let's just contrast it with the yeshiva gabei karka on Tisha B'Av, which we are probably more familiar with. The Gemara in Tanis Kavav and Daflamid quotes the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that there is a chiyuv of kriyas hamita on Tisha B'Av, and the Chachamim argue that there is no such chiyuv when it comes to Tisha B'Av. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin a chiyuv, but the Ramah does record a minhag. At least that's how the Nosek Helman Shulchan Aruch understand the Ramah. Simen Tav Kuf Nun Tes Seif Gimel. Mechaber writes, Leil Tisha B'Av Yomo Yoshvim Beis HaKnesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. So the Mechaber says the minhag is to sit on, or practice to sit on the ground. And the Ramah adds, or the parenthetical in the Ramah, V'achshav nagu leishav al safsalim miyad achar shiyatim beis knesses shachris. Our minhag is to sit on regular chairs when shachris is over, ma'richin ha'makinos ad ma'adkon mechatzos, and we try to extend shachris and kinos until chatzos. Magen Avraham here writes of Katan Beis that as opposed to Avelos, where the shach is machmir, that one needs to sit al gabe karka mamish, and you can't be meikel for karmic sasos. Magen Avraham returns to Katan Beis that yeshiva gabe karka tishba was only a minug, and therefore bahar vacha, you could be matur sitting on sack. He says, as opposed to Avelos, this is only yeshiva minug, and therefore you can be more meikel about not requiring yeshiva al gabe karka mamish. Prima Gadim there on the Magen Avraham adds that even though it's true, the general principle that the Nihugei Avelos that apply to an Avel are extended to Tisha B'Av, this isn't included in that list. And here, even though Yeshiva Gabri Karka is also Medina for an Avel, not so for for a Tisha B'Av, where it's only Mishum Minog. Mishum Brewer here, Sukkotin El, of Kotzis Magen Avraham, Lehalacha, that it's therefore permissible to sit on a sock or a pillow, and you don't require, or a small stool, and you don't require yeshiva al gabe karka mamish. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Halifa Shlomo and Menem Besarim as saying, along the lines of what we quoted for the Rav in the Avil context, that as long as when it comes to Tisha B'Av, as long as you sit on something that is lower than your norm, that is a sufficient kiyum of the minhag on Tisha B'Av.
But he wouldn't say that by...
I'm sorry?
He wouldn't say that by regular.
He would not say that by regular. He didn't say it by regular Avelos, at least not to my knowledge. The Rav sounds like he did say it by regular Avelos. Shlomo Zalman is saying this in distinction to regular Avelos, where we're more machmir. Even the makilim are generally only makel up to a maximum three tvachim off the ground, but on Tisha B'Av it can be more makel. They quote from the Chazon Ish the same thing. I didn't see the Orchas Rabbeinu inside, but the later Svarim quote from the Orchas Rabbeinu that the Chazon Ish also is makel to sit on Tisha B'Av, even if it's more than three tefachim off the ground, if it's some form of shinoi relative to your normal sitting position. Okay, there is a comment of the Panim Me'iros as well. Chuvas Panim Me'iros, Chele Beis, Simen Kuf Nun, who points out the same thing is true by what the Ramah writes, our practice of sleeping on the ground on Tisha B'Av. The Ramah writes in the end of Simen Tav Kuf Nun Hei, Yesh la'adam lehitstar b'inyan mishkava b'lel Tisha B'Av, shem raga b'beis karib lo yishkav kiyim b'achad, v'yesh b'nei adam asimim evan tachas m'rosh ha'sayim, zeichom ha'shenemar v'ikach b'nei b'nei ha'makom, miyu ubros, she'enin yuchol lehitstar einan chayavas b'chol eila, v'yimayit adam v'chvodo v'nasa b'tisha B'Av b'chol ma de'efshar. So Panim Me'iros just points out this is all clearly mimitas chasidus, not mikra din. And even if it may, machlokas haposku anyway, bisman is ever the nukvias amita, doesn't Avel have to sleep on gabri karka? We pointed out yesterday most achronim are mekel on this against the shach. But when it comes to the Avel, it's definitely only mimitas chasidus, not mikra din. there's a comment to the Brurah Ari in Tanis Daf Lamed Amud Beis, who makes the following observation. He's bothered, what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, who's Mechayu, Kviyas Hamita, and Tisha B'Av? After all, Kviyas Hamita for an Avel is based on Bar Kapara of Demus Diyukni. So that makes sense for an Avel who's mourning the loss of a relative, that someone was just taken from this world, and the Tzelem Elokim was overturned, so to speak. So we commemorate that in some way through Kviyas Hamita. But what sense does it make to have such an analogy when it comes to the Avelus Yishana of Tisha B'Av? What's the Demus Diyukni that we are commemorating by Kviyas Hamita for Tisha B'Av? So he points out, Rashi sounds like, in Tanis Lamed Mubiz, that the thrust of Kviyas Hamita and Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Kviyas Hamita, isn't Kviyas Hamita in and of itself, which, as we know in Avelus, may be the case, that there may be an independent Chiva Kviyas Hamita, independent of whether you sleep on that bed. But Rashi emphasizes more that the point of Kviyas Hamita is the sleeping on a Mita Kefuya. So the way the Gurus Ari explains is that the point of Kviyas Hamita isn't Be'etzem, but simply that a person shouldn't sleep in the normal fashion on Tisha B'Av and have some form of tsar when he's sleeping. And Kviyas Hamita is only a simen to remind us of that tsar that a person should have when sleeping on Tisha B'Av. If you are kofa your mita, then that will remind you not to sleep in the normal fashion. So it's a borrowed phenomenon, so to speak, from Hilchos Avelus, but not for the same reason, Lamitame. The fact that there is a notion of Kviyas Hamita in Avelus, so that's the model for Kviyas Hamita on Tisha B'Av, but not that the Chiyuv is Be'etzem to be kofa the mita in of itself, but that should serve as a heker to remind us to sleep in a unusual and uncomfortable fashion. So he says, that would have been the din anyway, to sleep in an uncomfortable fashion, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's only because there is this precedent of Kviyas Hamita for Avel that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev Kviyas Hamita as well. And he explains that's why there's a difference between Kviyas Hamita and the requirement of Atifa. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's mechayev Kviyas Hamita and Tisha B'Av, isn't mechayev Atifa Sarosh. Kviyas Hamita and Atifa Sarosh are both from the Nihuge Avelus, not the Isuri Avelus. All the Isuri Avelus on Tisha B'Av are transferable to, on Avelus are transferable to Tisha B'Av, not necessarily all the Nihuge Avelus. So Kviyas Hamita according to Chachamim, Ativas Rosh according to everyone, doesn't transfer to Tisha B'Av. Ativas Rosh and Kviyas Hamita are common in a sense, and the only reason that Rabbi Yehuda transfers one not the other is because Kviyas Hamita is supposed to serve as a simon, as a heker, as a reminder to sleep in an abnormal fashion. That's the Gurus Ari's take on Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which anyway we don't pass in light, but to the extent that the Mechaber and the Ramah put a practice of Yeshiva Gabi Karka, and the Ramah recommend sleeping in an uncomfortable position on Tisha B'Av, that's not Mi'ikra Din, that is Mishum Minhaga. Okay. In the world at large, one of the, most commonly associated practices of a Beis Avel is covering mirrors. as far as I could tell, the earliest source in halacha for such a practice dates back all the way to the Chasam Sofer. But it doesn't seem to be much in the way of recorded source material for such a practice much earlier. There's an article in Chakira, I think volume 13, where the author tries to call whatever sources exist on this practice. But among, maybe you can find in a less well-known source a little bit earlier, but within the more popular sources, it doesn't seem to be recorded earlier than the Chasam Sofer. Even the Chasam Sofer has it only in a drasha, in a by-the-way comment. Drasha's Chasam Sofer, Chelek Beis, page Shin Pei Zayin, column 2. Drasha's Chasam Sofer, Chelek Beis, page Shin Pei Zayin, column 2, writes in a very brief line that the source of the practice of covering mirrors is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a slightly different understanding of the practice of Kviyas Hamita than the Bavli does. The Yerushalmi doesn't quote Bar Kapara of the Musta Yukni, but rather Hafichas Hasar Sur, that the as part of when someone passes away, that there's a middleman, so to speak, that is compromised. So the mirror serves as a kind of middleman in the relationship ben ish l'ishto. So as a sign of avelus, cover or turn around that sarsur. So the bed serves as that kind of a middleman between husband and wife. So as a sign of avelus, you should be mahapech that sarsur. And then this bit had developed that a mirror also, Chazal or Rashi beginning Parshas Vayakel, a mirror also serves as that kind of a sarsur. The minhag developed to turn over a mirror in that sense as well. Rav Shechter quotes something similar from the Rav, that the way the Rav said it is even within the Bavli's Demus Diupni, but covering a mirror indicates the disappearance of the Demus Diukni, the disappearance of Itzelem Elokim. So if that is the case, that this is some kind of an extension of Kviyas Hamita, the Rosh Hashanah points out that it should follow, the covers of the mirrors should be removed before Shabbos, just like the Gemara that we saw yesterday in Daf Zayin said that you should be zokeh the mitos before Shabbos, not to have any sign of avelus in the home over Shabbos. So you should also uncover the mirrors before Shabbos as well. Rav Avadia assumes a totally different understanding of the practice of covering mirrors. Now, according to the Chasam Sofer and the Rav, at least according to the Chasam Sofer of Hafkuas Arasur, you could argue maybe it wouldn't be sufficient to cover the mirror, you'd have to turn the mirror upside down, or turn it in different directions to turn it over, not just to cover it. Okay.
Why?
Hafku, you have to turn it over.
It's really the purpose is for a hacker.
Hacker.
Why
hacker?
No, I'm saying for the Chasam Sofer.
I'm saying that it's a kiyum in hafkuas arsur. Turn over the middleman. So you're turning over the bed, turn over the mirror. But the Rav said it sounds more like the Demus Diukni. You're covering that which reflects the Demus Diukni. According to the Chasam Sofer, so maybe you'd have to turn it over. Lemaisa, I think most people don't turn it over, they just cover it. Rav Avadia says totally different reason, much more practical. Yabia Omer. Chelik Dalid Yerdei Asimin Lamed Hey. Chelik Dalid Yerdei Asimin Lamed Hey. In a Beis Avil, typically, people daven. You're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror. So we cover the mirrors because people are davening in a Beis Avil. If you're not going to daven in a Beis Avil, then there's no need to cover the mirrors. It's a totally pragmatic consideration that you're not allowed, he quotes the Mar Makoma, so you're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror.
It's like the people do in the bathroom.
I'm sorry?
They go like all over the house. Everywhere.
So according to this, there'd be no need to do that. You'd only have to, and if you don't have a minyan based on it at all, you don't have to cover any mirror. He quotes this from Tshuvas Chelek Levi as well. Tshuvas Chelek Levi was Rabbi, I think his first name was Mendel Pollock, who was from Hungary and lived on the west side after the war, who has a manuscript on Eirvin in Manhattan that we published some of in the Kol Tzvi, Volume 7, at the request of his son. Anyway, that's where Ravadia quotes, that he thinks that the most intuitive reason, the most logical reason for the sminug is the pragmatic consideration that you can't daven in front of a mirror. He does quote, yes,
I'm not from Siegel Pollock.
I'm sorry?
I'm not from Siegel Pollock.
Okay, thank you. That's your Bikias or the instrument?
No,
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't have a Bikias anymore.
So, but then he quotes other acronym, Chuvas Ginze Yosef, of Yosef Schwartz. Different reason. The base Avel has Ruchos Ra'os Umazikim. Gemara Brachos Nandalid. Avel has to be super careful. Nimne Hamazikin. Din Mesucha Kenegdo. Cherif Shlufa Kol Shiva. So you have all these indications that there's some danger posed to an Avel. And the base Avel is the most dangerous place. So in order to prevent these mazikin grabbing hold, we cover the mirrors.
Maybe it's reminding you that it's us to look in the mirror to pull your own.
Ah, so Sturma says like that. We'll get to that in a second. So, however it works, I'm not such bikias in how ruchos rahos operate. But somehow, by covering the mirror, that's going to prevent the attack, or at least mitigate the attack, of the Ruchos Ros. So according to the first reason, it has to do with davening, so you only have to have it covered in a room where you're davening. When you're davening, you could cover it up for davening, uncover it, and then cover it up for the next tefillah. According to the Ruchos Ros consideration, so then you'd have to have all the mirrors in the base level covered at all times. So he says, according to the Chazon Sofer, Vaidya says, maybe you should have to turn it over, upside down. That we don't do. Especially if it's nailed to the wall, it's hard to turn it over. Okay, but he thinks that the first reason, the pragmatic reason, is the most compelling reason for this minhag. Sturmbach, Shuvas von Hagos Chele Beis, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Hei, has the following shot, which sounds like he says in his own. That anyway, you're never supposed to look at a mirror because of Lo Yilbash. Ella, what? The Rambam's Mekel nowadays, Yerodeya Simen Kuf Nun Vav, because everyone does it, so it's not necessarily a violation of Lo Yilbash anymore because society has accepted it as a norm, even though the Gaon argues. But at least when a person's an Avelos, a person has to understand the worthlessness of vanity, then at least when a person's an oval, he shouldn't look in the mirror. And even a woman is allowed to look in a mirror under normal circumstances, but she also should have this mindset during avelus that we're not concerned about appearances. V'acha yitein el libo. So those are the four basic reasons that we find in the literature, according to the Chasson Sofer / the Rav. It's an extension of Kfiya Samita. According to Rav Avadia, it's a pragmatic consideration to cover the mirrors when you're davening. According to the Ginza Yosef, it's to prevent Ruchos Ros. According to Rav Sturmbach's novel, suggestion is because we shouldn't be concerned about appearance or vanity during Avelis. When Rav Schechter was sitting Shiva, I noticed that the mirrors in his house were not covered. So I asked him afterwards why, and he said when he was sitting, that was when he was sitting Shiva for his father. He said years earlier when he was sitting Shiva for his mother, which was before he was in Yeshiva, they got back from the Beis HaKvaros and he started covering the mirrors, and Rav Schechter's father said to him, that's not our family minhag. I got it. Family that are coming from. I don't know. What are they doing business?
Oh, that's
really
I know.
I see what they do in business now. Bechlal, you talk about family menhagim and avelus, especially in our generation, is difficult because most of our parents didn't see their parents sitting Shiva because their parents were all killed in the war. hard to talk about the family monogamy of Avelis for most people. Shachar's here before the war. Okay. Hanachas Tefillin, Simin Shin Peches. The Gemara tells us, An Tesvav Amud Aleph. Avil Asil Aniach Tefillin, Midik Amr Le Rachman Le Yechef, Kel Pe'er Chachaba Shalecha, Mechal Dekul Yama Asir. That's another manifestation of Avelus that Yecheskel did not observe, that we learned everyone else must observe. Pe'erecha chava shalacha is a reference to Tefillin. That's all the Gemara says on Daf Tesvav Menal. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Aleph expands and limits this Isser. Tana Rabbana, in the second long line, Kaf Aleph Menalif, Avel Gimel Yemem HaRishonim Asur Niyach Tefillin. First 3 days, no tefillin. Shlishi ve'eilach, v'shlishi v'chal, mutar l'niach tefillin. So 3 days really means 2 days. So the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin. From day 3 and on, you're allowed to wear tefillin. V'yembo panim chadashos, eino choletz. And if panim chadashos come on day 3, when you're ready to put on tefillin, you don't have to remove them. Divrei Blazer. Shua Omer, Avil Beith Yamim Arishonim Asar Niyach Tefillin. First 2 days, Nisheni, Visheni Bechal, Mudar Niyach Tefillin. So it's really not only Nisar on day 1. Day 2 and on, inclusive of day 2, you're allowed to wear Tefillin. V'im Bo Panam Chadashos Choletz. If Panam Chadashos come on day 2, you must remove the Tefillin. Maybe even beyond day 2. Amr of Masna, my time under Blazer, that it's too inclusive. Dixiv, Vayitami, Yimei Bechi, Eva Moshe. 2 days. Yimei Bechi. At least 2 days. Amr of Eina, my time under Rishu, that's it. Vachri Saki Yomar, 1 day. Amr, ooh, I'm skipping a little. Halacha k'blazer b'chalitza, halacha k'rabishua b'anacha. So you pass on k'rabishua that you are allowed to wear tefillin starting on day 2, but you pass on k'blazer that you don't have to be cholis at tefillin. So if you put on tefillin on day 2, and then panim chadashos come, you don't have to remove the tefillin. What is this concern about panim chadashos and having to remove the tefillin? Rashi writes, "V'imbo panim chadashos." This is within Rabbi Yeshua who says, or Rabbi Blazer who says, the Isser is for the first 3 days or 2 days, not inclusive. "V'imbo panim chadashos b'yom gimel afilo hachi eino cholitz tefillin." Afa gavdi kol meichash dilma armi b'shnei yamim rishonim nami niach tefillin. Maybe you have to be concerned that if you're wearing tefillin on day 3. People would think you wore tefillin on day 1 and day 2 also. So there's a Maris Ayin consideration. The Dinus note, you don't have to be cholitz. That's a little bit strange. Right? What's a Maris Ayin consideration? That you're allowed to wear tefillin on day 3. So if they see you wearing tefillin on day 3, they're going to think that you wore tefillin on day 2. Why would they think you wore tefillin on day 2? Or why do we care? Day 2, it's us who wear tefillin. Day 3, it's both who wear tefillin. Right? If you see someone learning Torah the day after Shiva's over, why would you be choshesh that he's learning Torah during Shiva? The Rashi Ksavya, it says something else. The Rashi Ksavya, the Moikatan, says, Debo panim chadashos, She'einam yodim shekvar avru gimel yamim rishonim. It's not that they're going to think that maybe you wore tefillin on day 2. They're going to think that it is day 2. They're not going to realize that it's already day 3. They're going to think it's day 2. And that's a concern of Maris Ayin. Okay. The Ritva writes as follows here. Bemsa Dibra Uparkinan, Kaf Aleph Amin Aleph in Moed Katan. Who are these Panu Chadashas? Upanu Chadashas, the Arminan Hacha. So again, bottom line, according to what seems to emerge, we're not concerned about the Mars lying to the extent that you don't have to be Cholis Tefillin if Panu Chadashas come, but you still can't be Maniach Tefillin Bifnei Panu Chadashas, it sounds like. Says the Ritva, Shelo Bo L'Nachem Menachem. Panu Chadashas means that they haven't come to be Menachem yet, just like Panu Chadashas for Chasim Kal are people that weren't present for the Simchas Chasim Kal yet. Panu Chadashas for an Avel are people who aren't present to be Menachem yet. We're talking about people whose presence would be appreciated, who are in the parsha of being providing nechama. The gabe shever brachas ki agavna delo have a taman meikar l'sameach ubruuyim laharba simcha v'kavod. So it's parallel to the panu chadasha. So shever brachas, someone that is, when it comes to shever brachas, it's someone who enhances the simcha. When it comes to avelis, it's someone who creates an emotional attachment whose presence resonates with you in such a way that it's going to heighten your anguish. The Mordechai writes as follows. Mordechai, tough tzadi dalet. Mi yishma mina dafka. The din is, we paskin, that you're allowed to wear a tefillin on day two, and if panu chadashas come on day two, you don't take off the tefillin. Aval, imbo kodushiniach tefillin, but if the panu chadashas come before you put on tefillin, ein manichin ad sheyelchu, you're not allowed to wear a tefillin until the panu chadashas leave. The dafka k'amar rava, kevin sheyniach ein choletz. That's the simple read of the Gemara. That you're not allowed, if the Panu Chadashas walk in and you're wearing tefillin, you don't have to take them off. But you're not allowed to put on tefillin in the presence of Panu Chadashas. Aval b'shlishi, afilu yesham Panu Chadashas manichan. But from day three and on, even if Panu Chadashas come, you're allowed to wear tefillin in the presence of the Panim Chadashas. How do we paskin? Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamechess Se'if Hei. Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamechess Se'if Hei. Avel B'yom Rishon, Aser L'niach Tefillin. Mikan Ve'elach Chayiv, Afilu Bo Panim Chadashos. So Avel day one doesn't wear Tefillin. From day two and on, he's allowed to wear Tefillin, even if Panim Chadashos come. Mechaber makes no mention of this clause that if Panim Chadashos are present, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on day two. The Mechaber is just so same. Day one, no. Day two, yes. Even if Panim Chadash has come. Mishabruah Sifkatan Kaf quotes that the Achronim are machmir, like what we just saw with Favorish of the Mordechai, like the simple reading of the Sugya, that if Panim Chadash are there, you should not put on tefillin in their presence. You have to wait until they leave. That's what Rabbi Willie points out, that an Avel on day two has to be careful to make sure that he puts on tefillin before any of the Menachemim come. Because if the Menachemim are going to come into the house first, before he has a chance to put on tefillin, then he's not allowed to put on tefillin until they leave, and he'll have to down without tefillin. So when I was sitting shiva from my mother, I said to my father, don't unlock the doors the morning of day two until we have our tefillin on. If people start walking in, and someone's early, and you're not up early enough, then you run into problems. So an Avel on day two, Psak and Mishnah Berurah, based on the simple reading of the Sugya, based on the Mordechai Beferish, is that an Avel does not put on tefillin on day two in the presence of Panim Chadashas. The Gaon points out over here, I'm sorry, in Shulchan Aruch, Lamechess. Hilchos Tefillin.
Could they just go to a different room, or
they could go to a different room before the Menachemim come. If they don't see, if the Avil's in the back room and puts on film before he sees the Menachemim, but once he sees the Menachemim and they're present, then he wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't put on film. I mean, in theory, you could tell if someone walks into the house who's Panach Hadash, if you don't put on film, you'd ask them to leave, I guess. And then once he leaves, you're allowed to put on tefillin.
A different cheder doesn't help play a different
I mean, if he's here for you to walk out, even after you saw him. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. The Gaon, there in Hilchos Tefillin, Simla Mechesed Katan Vav, points out that the Ramban understands the Din of Panim Chadasha supplies. The Mordechai we just saw as Befeirish, it only applies on day two. The Ramban understands that Dina Panu Chadasha supplies Kol Shiva. He says Yerushalmi as well. The Baal Yeshiva Shulchan is bothered why we're not choshish for this, that we're only machmir about Panu Chadasha on day two, but the Gaon seems to assume lalacha that we should be choshish for the Yerushalmi and the Ramban that it applies Kol Shiva. Minagolim is definitely not the way, and it's not quoted, aside from the Gaon, it's not quoted in the not quoted the halacha elsewhere. So common practice, again, is only to be choshesh, or the recommended common practice, or the recommended practice is to be choshesh on day two, for panu chadashos, but not beyond day two. What is the reference to pe'er chachava shalecha and an avel not being in a position to put on his pe'er, his tefillin? The Rashi writes, "Ksubas vavam ibeis, the avel meulal ba'afar karno rosho," and an avel is, so to speak, wallowing in ashes in his head. The ain't that per latilin. So the avel has metaphoric ashes on his head, and it's inappropriate to put tefillin on in such a situation. Piskei Shuvah here. Sim and Shin Pei Ches. Quotes the famous position of the Maritats that this din, an Avil doesn't wear tefillin, but Yom Rishon only applies the Yom Nisa Shu Yom Akfura. But if the Yom HaMisa is one day and Yom HaKfura is the next day, and even though that's day one of his Avelus, that's day one of his Shiva, and Avel wears tefillin in that case, it's only where Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura jive, correspond, where it's the same day, where that's where the Rishonim hold Avelus Yom HaMisa and the Raisa, hold that's considered Avelus the Raisa. So it's only when Avelus Yom HaMisa and the Raisa, that Yom HaMisa is when an Avel doesn't put on tefillin. But the Yom HaMisa of his count of Shiva, if it's not the Yom Rishon of Avelus Daraisa, says Maritats, and Avel would put on tefillin. Look at the Dogma Rebava here. He quotes the Maritats. V'rayaso v'tamo mishum de'ein Avelus v'yom Rishon Daraisa rakim hu yom Yisro kvura b'hadadi u'be'emes shekein mevuar b'shuvas Rashba. She'ain avelus yom rishon deraisa afilu lahani disarvi she'am rishon deraisa elam kenu yom yisuk pur b'hadadi fine aval lechadesh b'shvil zeh she'am mudr b'nachas tefillin b'yom kfur she'ain yom yisa ain amukra why hagam sharash b'kastav sham b'shem arif she'ain yom rishon docha yantav sheni em ain yom yisa b'yom kfura v'mkei ikal amem rakal v'chomer shalo yitcha misas tefillin. So maybe a precedent for this. Rashi writes that Yom Rishon is only Docha Yantav Sheni if it's Yom Rishon Daraisa Velus Misa Yom Kfura Yom Echad. So maybe the same should be true to be Docha the Misa Daraisa Tefillin. Aval Emes Yom Darko Shafilu Yom Kfura L'Chodos V'Tefillin. How do we know that? Darei Gam Yom Shmur Krova Inam in the Torah Kamo Yom Kfura. Kemuvur b'Rambam per beis bias mekta shalachates. Ve'mivur m'divrei Ramban havi beis osim simen tav beis that even b'yom shmur krova aser l'niach tefillin. Vimkei, Kavakom Yom Kvura. The din is that if you have a Shmua Krova, you find out 21 days after the Petira that you're an Avel, so you're Noheg Avelis beginning of that day. You start counting your Shiva beginning of that day, and the din is that you don't wear tefillin on that day. Now, no one would say that's Avelis Daraisa. It's 21 days after the Misa Kvura was a long time ago. Still a Shmua Krova within 30 days. So there the din is Beferish, that we pass in Shulchan Aruch, based on Ramban, that in that situation you don't wear tefillin, even though it's clearly not Yom Avelis or Yom Misa Bahadi Yadadi, Yom Misa Kvura Bahadi Yadadi, Kvura din over here. Yom Kvura, that's not Yom Misa also, you don't wear tefillin. That din of Erech Chava Shalacha, Avelis Yom Misa, means day one of Shiva. That's the day of Haydn Avelis. Achmisaki Omar, and that day you don't wear tefillin, even if the kfura was early, the misa was earlier. So says the Dogma Ravava against the raya of the Maritats. Rav Avadia and the Divrei Sofrim quote from the Hagos Imre Baruch that maybe the Dogma Mirvava's right isn't necessarily compelling. Maybe you could distinguish that when it comes to Shmua Krova, the emotion on that day is stronger than that of Yom Kfura, that's not Yom Hamisa. If you just find out now, even if three weeks after it happened, but you just find out that a relative passed away, that you're an Avel, so that's more of an Achmisaki Yomar, that's more of a heightened sense of anguish than you would have on a Yom Kippur, that's a Yom Misa. Your relative passed away yesterday, took a day to get everything together for the Kippur, but your emotional disposition on the day of Kippur, which is already a day removed from the Petir, when you found out, may be lower than the emotional disposition of somebody who just finds out now that he's an Avel, even though the Petir took place a few weeks ago. That's the suggestion of Rabbi Baruch Frankel to Omen, the Agos Imre Baruch, how to justify the Maritats in light of the Dogma Rebbe's objection. The Divrei Sofrim and Rav Avadia, and it looks like Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Shuvas Ber Yitzchak Simchat Lamed Beis says this also, though I didn't see it inside, but I sort of quote it secondhand. They point out that the Ramban sounds very much like the Maritats, that the Ramban is Beferush in writing that the reason we don't wear tefillin b'yom rishon is because of Avelis Yom Rishon deraisa. That sounds very much like this Maritats, that it's only when Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa, where it's Yom Misa Yom Kfura, that the Isser of tefillin applies. Rav Avadia points out that there are other Rishonim that say this as well. Chazon Avadia, page Rei Samach Aleph, he points out that there's a Ra'ah, and there's a Ritva, and there's a Baal Isser, the number of Rishonim that Beferish make the link between Avelis Yom Rishon deraisa and the Isser of Hanachas Tefillin on day one. And then Rav Avadia quotes the following suggestion, that maybe you see this in the Rambam also. There's a machlokes among the Nosei Kelim within the Rambam as to whether Avelis for a person's wife is deraisa derabbanan. Even if Avelis Yom Rishon deraisa, it could be that Avelis for a person's wife is only derabbanan. That's a discussion among the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam. But it's clear that the din of the Isser of Anachas Tefillin B'Yom Rishon applies as well to someone who is an Avel for his wife. So if you assume that a Velus for a wife is Derabbanan, and yet the Isser of Anachas Tefillin applies, so you see that it's not necessarily connected to a Velus Yom Rishon Daraisa.
Might have to come with
that post-tos? Do I assume all Velus is general? No, if you assume like... No, so... This position, this presentation is the classic presentation. Maritats is bichoshish for those who shown that Avelis Yom Rishon, or is working with those who shown that Avelis Yom Rishon deraisa, and within that, within those Rishonim, you would distinguish between Yom Misa and Yom Kippur.
So according to Tosfos, you wouldn't distinguish
between the Maritats? The Maritats isn't working with that Lemaisa. Tosfos will have to say.
So then according to the Ramah, then we shouldn't follow this Maritats. Meaning, if he's not working with the Nashville, that Avelis is there alone.
Then there would definitely be less reason to be closer to the Maritats, correct? And here, the difficulty here is that it's not it's not just a matter of, well, be machmir for that shita, because we're talking about an isser.
Yeah.
It's not that you're patur from tefillin, but you could voluntarily put on tefillin, it's that it's usur with tefillin. So, that's a... It's not a... I'm sorry?
I think that's right. It's not
really
such fun, it's like
Orvush Ba'alma. Right, so the Achronim talk about that. Yes. We'll get there in a minute. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah Paskins, back in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamaches, Sivkat and Tesayin, Siman Lamaches, Sivkat and Tesayin, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, against the Maritats, which is the standard practice among definitely Ashkenazi Jewry, that we're not kosher to the Maritats. And an Avil doesn't wear tefillin on Yom Rishon, even if it's not Yom Hamisa. That is standard practice. In Breuers, they assume like the Maritats, they wear tefillin, even if it's not Yom Misa, Yom Kfura, Baldadi, they will wear tefillin on day one if it is only Yom HaKfura. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in that Shuvah, Bir Yitzchak Semelame Beis, seems to be choshesh for the Maritats as well. Chayada Paskins, that one should wear tefillin without a bracha, on that day that's not Yom Hamisa as well. And the Svarim quote, this is being made in Yerushalayim. Okay, he's in Yerushalayim too. So Pnei Baruch, page Kuf Lamed Zayin, quotes from Nevin Sol's Rebbe, Yerushalayim Zalman, that the min of Yerushalayim of the Yireim, the God-fearing people, is to be choshesh for the maritats and to wear tefillin bitsina without a bracha with a tenai on Yom Rishon, which is not Yom Misa. So again, bitsina bli bracha with a tenai, that seems to be in Yerushalayim. That's sort of a Vadya's recommendation as well, to wear bitsina below bracha. He doesn't, I don't think he requires a tenai, he just says bitsina with a below bracha. And Rabbi Karp makes that recommendation as well. He quotes that from, among, in addition to those who quoted so far, he quotes that from Shmuel Salant as well. So there seems to be a long-standing Yerushalmi practice of, at least from these sources, of wearing tefillin below bracha bitsina. And Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv. The Rav Yashiv said the minig is not like the maritats. Minig in general, I know about Yerushalayim per se. The minig is not like the maritats, but he says Rav Yashiv himself did wear tefillin without a bracha. So again, outside of Yerushalayim, all these are all areas of sell poskim. The general common practice across the board, Breuers notwithstanding, is not to wear tefillin even below bracha b'tzina b'tanai on Yom Kfura, that's not Yom Hamisa, but it sounds like there are pockets. They quote that it was the Minchas Elazar quotes and the father Dr. Chuba were tefillin in this situation. So there are pockets that have such a practice, and maybe the Minig Yerushalayim, but general practice around here is not to. Rabbi Karp has this fascinating question, which will never happen in America. But could happen here as well. And in America, you almost never have a situation in which an Avil Yom Rishon is davening for an Amud, Shachris. Because we don't bury at night, and we don't bury before Shachris. But, okay. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a lot more common, so you have a Kfura at night, and then the first day of Shiva, there's a minyan that makes up for Shachris. So is it appropriate for the Avel, who's davening for Navid? As we pointed out, our general practice is not like the Chuvah Sarvash, the Mechaber quotes, that an Avel doesn't daven for Navid the first 3 days, daven for Navid during Shiva. Someone told me that in Breuers, an Avel doesn't daven for Navid the first 3 days. I don't know where that comes from. But our general practice is not like the Mechaber, not like the Chuvah Sarvash, that an Avel does daven for Navid during Shiva. So he says, is it appropriate for an Avel Yom Rishon that's not wearing tefillin to daven for an Amud where everyone's wearing tefillin? He's not.
Or our practice of Yom Sheni. It is not
Yom Rishon. Our practice of Yom Sheni is to wear tefillin.
No, where Yom Rishon is not the same. Oh, we wouldn't have it. You're saying we wouldn't have it. Then
okay. So is it appropriate for some Ikarid then? He says, there's definitely no Isser. and everyone understands why the Avil is not wearing tefillin, and everything centered around the Avil is the main attraction, so to speak. Everyone's nigger acharav, but he still is unsure whether maybe here we should go like the Mechaber and tell the Avil not to daven because something doesn't look right that you have someone daven for an amud without tefillin. So he leaves that as a question of note, that it sounds like he's a little bit reluctant to wholeheartedly endorse an Avil in that situation, davening for an amud, not wearing tefillin. Okay, I'll stop here. Tomorrow we're going to do Siman Shin Pei Tes, Kibbutz V'Gihutz.
All of it?
I hope so. Would you prefer the end of Seder to have more time to prepare?
I won't be able to make it. I have a wedding tomorrow.
You'll make it at the beginning of Seder?
Yeah.
And Phil always prefers the beginning of Seder. So
I'm fine with what I'm